Jesus, criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the sports you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Seth.
Dre Nitschke. Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Not that I could ever forget that WrestleMania is right around the corner, but WrestleMania is right around the corner. Next weekend, we're going to talk possibly a little bit about WrestleMania in New Orleans, as well as UFC 223, I think it is. It's either 222 or 223. There's way too many of them. That is next weekend as well. We'll have quite a few of the fighters on next week, and we will talk about the upcoming card and what's going on next week after the first segment. Touch and Base opening day was yesterday. First pitch for a Yak. We're going to talk about that. Talk about what's going over at One Buck. A lot of things to get to, but first and foremost, let's check in with the man with a plan, Steve Savanu from Audio Technica. Steve, how are you?
I am good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. Let me ask you a question. We're going to get to this later in the program, and it has absolutely nothing to do with headphones and Audio Technica, but I need to ask, because we always make some Cleveland, you know, conversation. We always talk about LeBron. I saw something yesterday on what I like to call the Book of Face. A former Tampa Bay Buccaneer I'm good friends with said, in his opinion, I disagree, in his opinion, for LeBron to have legendary status like Michael Jordan, he needs to be in a dunk contest. I disagree. What's your thoughts?
You know, I kind of agree with you. I disagree. I think LeBron is showing what he can do just by what he does. They're just there. That's all I can say. I haven't really followed him too much this year. But I think LeBron is going to be a legend in his own way, in his own style, and his own performance.
You know, a lot of times people talk about you have to win championships, which, again, that doesn't necessarily change whether you are or you're not a legend. You can have legendary status without winning a Super Bowl, without winning an NBA title. I don't know. I'll get into it later on in the program. I just wanted to throw it at you, being the Cleveland and obviously the LeBron James ties. But today we're going to talk about the ATHCKR55BT. Needs a couple more initials.
Yeah, always a few more. You could add Sound Reality Wireless to it as well. So it could be the ATHCKR55BT-SRW, IEH, for Sound Reality Wireless in your headphones. But we'll keep the number of letters to a minimum.
Awesome. All right, so give me the rundown. I've seen some of the photos that I got from Frank. It appears Bluetooth, wireless, the whole nine yards, right?
Yes, these are Bluetooth wireless technology headphones. They have an inline mic and volume control for answering, ending your phone calls, controlling your music and playback device, and controlling volume on the Bluetooth wireless device. These are inner headphones with the headband loose behind your head, and that's where the battery is, and some of the Bluetooth circuitry. So you get a pretty long battery life on these guys. They're compact. They can fold up or roll up, however you want to stash them in the little pouch they come with. And we also include, like we do with almost all of our in-ear headphones, we include multiple sizes of ear tips, Because we have found out through some non-scientific research at the CES show that people's ear canals are different between their right ear and their left ear. So you can size these or fit these as you need to.
Let me just touch base and ask you about the battery location. One of my favorite pairs of Audio Technica has the battery down the wire. And, you know, when I'm out cutting the yard, when I'm out, you know, on the treadmill that one time every other year, believe it or not, the battery location kind of does get in the way. So I'm very interested in this. With it being in the back of your head, it can't get in the way no matter what you're doing.
Correct. I mean, if you wear these properly where the cable basically loops around the back of your neck, the little battery compartment or the little lithium-ion battery or lithium-polymer battery actually rests about the middle of the back of your neck, and it's out of the way. It doesn't hang down and put any force on the headphones or attempt to pull them out of your ears. And I think it makes it for a more comfortable wearing experience. But we do put the controls on the right side earbud so that you can quickly get to the controls to answer the call or change your program or whatever on your device.
Perfect. How are these used? And again, anybody that's just now tuning in for the first time, we never have a conversation. You don't know what I'm going to ask. And 99 out of 100 times, I really don't know the answer. How are these used and are they capable to be used on an airplane?
Well, they are capable to be used on an airplane. There's a lot of questions that are coming up now. A lot of people are using their Bluetooth devices on an airplane. Unless the flight attendant specifically says you cannot use these devices, people are using their Bluetooth devices.
Okay. So, yeah, easy enough. That works out perfect. I know we're going to give away a pair tonight, as we always do, at 11:59:59. Anything else that we need to know about this product?
Well, you know, one of the things is these are fairly small earbuds, but they have a really great sound, and they're compatible with both the aptX and the AAC codecs, which are the higher quality playback codecs that they're using. And, you know, when you transmit Bluetooth, you've got to have a codec to get that information through the air to the headphones from the device. And AAC is one form, aptX is another, and these headphones are compatible with both the aptX and the AAC codecs for high quality playback.
Where can people get more information? Where can they purchase?
You can find out more information by visiting us on the web at www.audio-technica.com. You can actually buy them now on the product profile page by simply going to the ATH-CKR55BT product page under headphones, part of the Sound Reality line, and add them right there to the cart and click buy, and away you go.
Easy enough. I strongly recommend people checking them out, going out and getting a pair. What's next for you? Where's your next expo? When are you hitting the road again?
I'm actually hitting the road in a week. I'm heading off to Las Vegas, Nevada for the National Association of Broadcasters show.
You know, I've always thought about going to that. I always get the invites. I always get all the media stuff. How different is that, and what is different about that than the CES?
Well, the CES really focuses on the consumer experience, i.e. what you're going to watch or listen on in your home. The NAB, the broadcaster show, actually kind of focuses on what it takes to get that to you, the listener or viewer. So it's cameras, it's grip equipment, it's audio equipment, it's all the neat, cool technology that you're going to see the networks use on sporting events, on variety shows, and everything from, you know, $100,000 color cameras down to some inexpensive accessories that the broadcaster finds he needs in his day-to-day work.
Very cool. Maybe I'll make it a plan to get out there next year. Steve, as always, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy Vegas next week, and I'll talk to you again next month.
Sounds great, Randy. You two have a great weekend and a very happy holiday.
Same to you. That is Steve Savanio, everybody, from Audio Technica. We will be giving away the ATH-CKR55BT. Really is a cool item. I did a little bit of research on it last night because I've never used it. I wanted to see the pluses, and there are many. All you have to do is go to the website, knockoutradio.com. It's been changed. There's a lot of new features on it. Go to the prize, even though the prize right now shows the autographed Tony Ferguson UFC hat, because Tony will be on the show next week as well. Don't worry about that. If you sign up today and it shows dates when you're signed up. Not only will you be registered for the hat, but you'll be registered for the ATH-CKR55BT, the Solid Reality Wireless In-Ear Headphones. We'll give those away tonight at 11:59:59. All right, we're going to get to what the Rays did yesterday, what the Cubs did yesterday, Major League Baseball opening day. Somebody just said to me at the final spring training game that I went to something about opening day, and we're going to address that when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Sun.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong. Make your plans to join us for the second annual Pig and Swig Festival on April 20th, hosted by the Gulf to Bay Food Truck Association at Albert Witted Park in downtown St. Pete. Go to gulftobayfta.org for more details or to check out other upcoming events. No one should ever go hungry. See you on the 20th at the Pig and Swig Festival.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on, man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Craig Culver on Culver's Fresh Frozen Custard Chocolate Shake.
Here's something you may not know. Our chocolate shake actually begins with Culver's vanilla fresh frozen custard, made with the world's finest vanilla.
Wait a minute, vanilla?
Yep, it's the ultimate foundation for all our shakes and malts. Then we add thick, rich chocolate and handcraft it right before your eyes.
Tell you what I do know. That sounds incredible right now.
Nothing beats a cool, creamy chocolate shake. That's what makes it a classic. Welcome to Delicious.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, one, two, three.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh. Never had much faith in love or miracles.
Hello?
Never wanna put my heart on the line. Ooh. But swimming in your world is something spiritual. Ooh. I'm born again every time you spend the night.
I don't know if I just dropped. Am I okay? Everything all right? I think internet kicked in or kicked off or something. So my WrestleMania question is this. If you're a UFC fan, if you're a wrestling fan, if you're a football fan, whatever. Why does WrestleMania get big top billing over any other WWE pay-per-view? It's basically the same guys and women. It's basically the same events. It's basically the same cards. It's basically everything the same as any other pay-per-view. Does it get added to my being confused, the fact that it's scripted as well? Now, it was brought up by Sean the other day that the big granddaddy of it all, NASCAR event, is the first event. And to me, it's kind of the same thing. What makes Daytona the granddaddy or the Super Bowl of, the biggest, the best, the grandest, whatever, over any other race that has the exact same drivers next week, the week after, through the chase, down to Homestead? It's all the same guys. So the Super Bowl is the ultimate end of an NFL season by, I don't even want to say the two best teams, because sometimes it's not, but it's not the same teams that play week one that are going to play in the Super Bowl. So when I made a comment the other day to a restaurant, Jimmy Seafood up in Baltimore, who we do some things with, and I said how I really couldn't decide on going to WrestleMania or going to the UFC in Brooklyn next week, he was like, there is no question at all. It's WrestleMania. It's New Orleans. And I just don't get it. So go to the website, knockoutradio.com. Like I said, it's been updated. A lot of good things, cool things have been added to that. And the question is sitting there as well. And go to the contact page and kind of send it off to me. So back to the spring training game. I was sitting with some people, and somebody asked me when is opening day. And I said, I believe we went on Tuesday. It was the Phillies Tigers, I believe. And or Pirates. No, it was the Pirates. It was Pirates Phillies. Not that it matters. And somebody asked me when is opening day. And I said Thursday. And they said, so who are the Cincinnati Reds playing? And I said, that's been gone for, I don't know how many years, but for years. Because for a long time, as far as I remember, up until when it was changed, the Cincinnati Reds opened Major League Baseball. The first game of the new baseball season was the Cincinnati Reds. So I said to him, no, that's not the case. And all, these people were arguing with me, and that, no, it's always the Reds. Times change. It wasn't always designated hitters. It wasn't always interleague play. It wasn't a lot of things, but it has changed. Do you miss that? It's tradition. It's tradition to have the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions play on Thanksgiving. So it was tradition to have the Cincinnati Reds open Major League Baseball, but it isn't anymore. So I decided to watch opening day. It was the Chicago Cubs taking on the Florida Marlins. No interest, no fighting interest, no dog in the fight, none of any of that. I'm kind of enjoying watching the Marlins just trying to destroy Derek Jeter. This is a guy that was squeaky clean, never did anything, did everything right, played right. Everything that he did in New York was right. Very few, I want to say no scandals, but there is those rumors of the Derek Jeter thank you bag that was at the door. That's alleged. So I'm watching it. Cubs come up to bat. First pitch, home run to right field. Great way to start the major league season. Not a great way to start for the Marlins. Of course, a great way to start for the Cubs. I just think a great way to start the 2018 season. Stanton, first as well for the New York Yankees. He hits a home run as well. So I watched opening day yesterday at the Trop. Tampa Bay Rays, Boston Red Sox. The best thing that happened at the Trop yesterday, I even think this is bigger and better and funnier, of course, than the fact that the Tampa Bay Rays came back to win the game, was the fact, and I only saw the video, so I didn't get to hear exactly who said what, but David Price, for those of you that don't know, and there may be one of you, David Price played here in St. Petersburg for the Tampa Bay Rays. So he walks in to the main entrance, the entrance where the media comes in, the entrance just to the left of Will Call, of the ticket booth, the ticket center, whatever, trying to get in, and they wouldn't let him in. I found that funny. The other thing that I had found funny, or really wasn't sure because I couldn't hear the volume, was the fact, did he not know how to get into the stadium? He only played there for how many years? Yet he didn't know that it's down the ramp? Or was he just trying to get the shortcut? And they said, no, you're not allowed in this way. Another question, should they have let him in? Or should they have been the stickler? Sure, he would have gone through security. There's a little security thing there. He could have done all that. Just found it funny. A lot of things lately have found me funny. A little pet peeve kind of funny. So somebody posts on my Book of Face about all of this memorabilia of Harley Davidson. Said, look at all of it. And is posting pictures, is posting photos of all of these things that this person found being sold. I don't know if it's at a flea market. I don't know if it's at a yard sale, if it's at an estate sale. You know what? I don't know where this is. So it was interesting. Not that I'm a Harley Davidson guy, because I'm not. But I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. Maybe if it's close, I'll take a run over. Maybe I could find something that would just be cool for the studio. So I asked, that's pretty cool. Where is it? And then all of a sudden, he gets all secretive. Now he doesn't want to talk. Now he doesn't want anybody to know where he just went. So his response was, at a yard sale. All right? There's a lot of yard sales. So in other words, you don't want me or anybody else to find any of this, even though you've already been there and now you're gone. It's my pet peeve of the day. I also had quite an ordeal at Walt Disney World earlier today on the phone, which that was kind of crazy. Before I do forget, second half of the show, we're going to have one of the food trucks on from the next upcoming Tampa Bay food truck event, which is this time it's back at Albert Witted Park, which is where they normally are, but it was moved, I want to say last month, it's still this month, in the month of March, because of the race. So it will be moved back to Albert Witted Park, and we're going to have somebody on to talk about the upcoming Pig and Swig, which is April 20th. We do have some gift certificates to give away again, and we will do that the entire month of April leading up to the event. So that's some of the things that is coming up. I don't know anything bigger than the UFC next week. Not one, but two titles are up. We sat in on the press conference with Tony Ferguson and Khabib, as well as Rose Namajunas and Joanna. It's going to be one of the fights that I am looking forward to. I have talked about on Knockout Radio and on Talking Sports about that there are so many MMA events. There are so many UFC events and Bellator. The World Professional Fight League is coming back. They just signed their new TV deal. So there's so many events. How do you watch them? Why do you watch them, even if you're the biggest MMA fan in the world? And sometimes you tend to forget. Well, next Saturday in Brooklyn, you're not going to want to forget. It is on pay-per-view. I strongly recommend buying it. We'll talk about it in detail next week as I broadcast live from Brooklyn. The NFL meetings were in Orlando. And it appears, and again, there'll be loopholes. They'll find ways around right and wrong. But it appears that they are going to change the catch rule. It appears they're going to change how to tackle again. So now you can't tackle low. You can't tackle high. You can't tackle with your head. You can't tackle with your shoulder. You can't tackle with coming in low, because if the person you're going to hit then comes down, you're low, he's still going to hit your helmet. Now it appears they're going to institute some form of the collegiate rule, and now there will be ejections. You think it's opened everything up to, is the referee showing favoritism? Is he not showing favoritism? Does he like this player? Does he like this team? It's going to open it up even more, because it's going to be even more of a judgment. So We could talk about that. I'm going to reach out to Sam Hoger here in a minute. He was on Knockout Radio this week on the original Ultimate Fighter. Now he's into World Poker Tour. Now he's into real estate, which is intriguing me, how you can just go to a new city where there are 10 kabillion realtors and be able to walk right in. And I believe he's on the, I think he said $6 or $7 million of available property that he is working with, which is pretty impressive. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a couple of things that I have some notes with. The NCAA, both men's and women's Final Four. And who is the biggest hit? We'll talk about her when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Make your plans to join us for the second annual Pig and Swig Festival on April 20th, hosted by the Gulf to Bay Food Truck Association at Albert Witted Park in downtown St. Pete. Go to gulftobayfta.org for more details or to check out other upcoming events. No one should ever go hungry. See you on the 20th at the Pig and Swig Festival.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on, man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Welcome to Delicious.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
For your overgrown yard to painting your inside wall or minor and major repairs, Bouvier Enterprises can do it all. Rental management, weekly and monthly yard and or in-home maintenance available as well. Bouvier Enterprises can do it all. Residential, small and big business, no job too big or too small. Call Chris and Rebecca Bouvier today at 727-564-2276. I did, and what a fantastic job. Bouvier Enterprises can do it all.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Funky, 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 hit it, let's get funky, hit it, funky, 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 let's get funky, coma day, let's do it, funky, 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 hit it.
All right, we are back, one half down, one half to go in the bunker today. Next week, I will be broadcasting live in Brooklyn. We'll be doing both Knockout Radio and Talking Sports from Brooklyn. Have a couple surprises, a couple UFC fighters, have some pretty cool giveaways, Wicked Good Cupcakes on board to give away some cool stuff. So looking forward to that. All right, so I don't know if this is a bad sign, but as the Trop was getting ready to open yesterday for its opening day against the Boston Red Sox, they had a fire. They had a fire in the 300 level. In one of the concession areas that shut everything down. They said they didn't think, and it didn't, that it would affect the start of the game. But what a way to start the season. they're up there trying to get food ready or whatever. And I wonder if that was the concession spot that we were told by the Naked Pizza Man as having all of those health violations last year. But a little weird, little strange, little funny, and it all worked out. It didn't look like it was going to work out well. Archer threw decent. I know he had a couple bad pitches. The Red Sox have a lead. People are leaving. All 17 of them were leaving early. Then all of a sudden, lightning struck, not just in the 300 level, and the Rays come back. And let's call it a season. They're undefeated. They're in first place, tied for first place. And I don't know if it's going to get any better than that. All right.
You know, Randy, I was going to say, when I heard that there was a fire up there, I immediately thought that maybe Stu had started the fire, was going to collect the insurance, shut it down for the year. But now I'm thinking that, you know, if they had a fire and they played like that, they should start a fire every game up in the 300 level.
Or do you think they should start the fire later in the game?
It's ironic because I turned it on when it was 3-0, and then I turned it off. But when I came to, they were in the stands interviewing Stu, and he was all he said was he was raving about all the restaurants that are there now. And he didn't say anything about the team. It was just all about restaurants. And I was thinking, well, then just change the name to Tropicana Restaurants and drop the field part. But it was ironic that it started in the food court or whatever it was.
Well, the thing that I found interesting, taking what you just said, Ed, even a little bit further, is they upgraded the restaurant. They upgraded, you know, a play area in the back, which then means people are not going to, you know, devote eyes to the field. But if they're so hell-bent on leaving the stadium, whether it's Ybor or wherever, why are they putting so much money into the Trop if they want to get out?
More money.
Well, how much of that money goes to them?
You'd be surprised.
All of it.
Oh, well, you'd be surprised.
I don't know if I ever told you this story. I was up in the press box years ago, and I was sitting next to, and I don't remember what the umpire's name is, that used to be one of the Chiefs, and then he went, kind of retired from active umpiring, and then he was running all the umpires. So we're sitting there talking, and I said, you know, how bad it is, and no money's coming in, and he turned to me and he said, is this your first day? And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, do you know how much money they're making here? Whether they spend it or not, the amount of money that they're making, the amount of money that they make on concessions and merchandise and this and that and the other, you would be surprised. So I guess you wouldn't be surprised, but I certainly would have been.
Well, I mean, when you know, same thing at Ray J. You go to, you know, there's a Checkers booth at Ray J. And you watch commercials and you see the two for $2 or three for $3 or whatever. There's no dollar hamburger there. I'm sorry. It starts at 7. So do the math. And then they have to pay rent to be there. And then they probably get, I'm sure they get a cut of it. And then, of course, you have your $9 beers and your $5 Cokes and your $3 bottle of waters. You know, that's a huge markup. And he's just giving them a, you know, it's kind of putting lipstick on a pig. The fact that you're putting all these restaurants in there. And you're trying to tell everybody all these upgrades and stuff. Well, put an upgrade out on the field, you know? Serve hot dogs for $1. I don't care. And a Coke for $1. And spend the money on a team. And they won last night. It was great. It was great. And I'm sure somebody's going to come out and say if the playoffs started today, that the Rays would be in first place and host the first game. There's 161 more to go, but I'm sure we're going to hear that. But still, I mean, the whole experience when you go there, you know, I'm sitting in a restaurant, it was like last year or whatever, and just a family of like five, mom, dad, and three kids, and they were talking about, oh, we went to the Rays game, you know, we had a great time, and I'm just eavesdropping on them, and they said, well, the kids said, well, mommy, can we go next week? And, well, we can't afford that, you know, because, you know, it's $100 here and $100, $200. That's, you know, that's an electric payment for somebody. So, you know, we can only afford to go once and once. So when you say there's $7 and 11 cent seats, you know, try to tell a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old or whatever, you can't get a $5 soda or a $5 hot dog. You know, try to tell them that when they're there. So all these restaurants in there, it seems to be upscaling, which means upscaling means more money.
And cutting out other people. And I don't know if you know this, because I don't. What are you allowed to bring in at the Trop? I know you're allowed to bring in water. What kind of food items? What else can you bring in?
I think you're allowed to bring like a Subway sandwich or something along those lines in a bag that you can see or a wrapper that you can see what it is. I've heard of that. I've yet to see somebody with a cooler.
I'll have to reach out. I hate to use this as an excuse to call my brother. Couldn't tell you the last time I've talked to him, but I know that he has season tickets. I know that he goes all the time. Maybe he knows. I know that I went down with my credential and I sat with him and my dad for about an inning or two. And I know that he had something. I don't remember if it was pretzels or if it was peanuts or something that he had a bag of. So I don't know. And I'll make a note because if I don't, then I will forget to bring it out. So I don't know. How was the crowd yesterday? I know they said it was sold out, but when I tuned in, it looked like there were some empty seats.
It looked pretty good, but there was a lot of red in there, I'll tell you that. I have to say it was pretty close to 50-50, maybe a little bit more Red Sox fans. I mean, it did not look like the usual blue, wave of people in there. I mean, I saw a lot of red hats and red shirts and stuff like that in the stands. I turned it back on, and in the eighth inning, was rubbing my eyes, and I couldn't believe it was 6-4. But they spanned the crowd a lot. Of course, a lot of people left early when I think it was seventh inning. It was still 4-0, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And a lot of people started bolting for the door. So
the other thing that I don't understand, and maybe you can give me your opinion before we hit this last break, is why do they always do giveaways against the teams that bring in so many of their own fans? So they're given the cowbells, they're given the bobbleheads, they're given whatever those giveaways are to Red Sox fans, to Yankee fans, to Philly fans next month. To me, that doesn't make sense either.
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Because if you're a Red Sox fan and you're going through the turnstiles and they hand you a cowbell, which is synchronized with the Rays, you'll say, no thanks, I'm a Red Sox fan, you can keep it. Or the bobblehead for a Rays player, you can keep it. Guess what? You don't give them all out. Save some for the next game.
All right. Okay. I didn't think of it that way. Interesting. So then the same people that will come next time will get another one and they can put it on eBay.
Exactly.
Interesting. All right. All right. Well, there's some of the I can't come up with answers, and I'm sure that I'll come up with other quick questions in our last segment today. Next week, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. A lot of cool things are going to happen in Brooklyn. We'll talk a little bit about the event in Brooklyn, the event in New Orleans, and then shut this puppy down. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Make your plans to join us for the second annual Pig and Swig Festival on April 20th, hosted by the Gulf to Bay Food Truck Association at Albert Witted Park in downtown St. Pete. Go to gulftobayfta.org for more details or to check out other upcoming events. No one should ever go hungry. See you on the 20th at the Pig and Swig Festival. Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
For your overgrown yard to painting your inside wall or minor and major repairs, Bouvier Enterprises can do it all. rental management, weekly and monthly yard, and or in-home maintenance available as well. Bouvier Enterprises can do it all. Residential, small and big business, no job too big or too small. Call Chris and Rebecca Bouvier today at 727-564-2276. I did, and what a fantastic job. Bouvier Enterprises can do it all.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Final segment here before we call it a week and get ready for the weekend. Coming up momentarily to discuss Pig and Swig. It is the next food truck festival. It'll be out at Albert Witted Park. It's coming up April 20th. We do have some food vouchers to give away, but the owner of the Pit Stop will be on momentarily, I think in the next couple of minutes, Kaylee Crystal. Hopefully I got at least one of those right. So we'll talk a little bit about that here momentarily. But Final Four time. Women's, men's. Which one interests you more? I'm going to say women's. I'm looking forward to watching what's about to go down in the Final Four for the women. Connecticut, Notre Dame, Louisville, Mississippi State. All four number ones. Anybody can win this. I'm going to sound extremely stupid and say that's not true because UConn is in it. UConn is motivated, even though they've always been motivated, but because of what happened last year. Playing Notre Dame today, and if they win, which I think they will, then they'll take on the winner of Louisville, Mississippi State. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I enjoy watching. I enjoy listening to people that hate dominant teams as well. It's UConn. It's bad for basketball. It's bad for sports. No, it's not. I think it's better because it makes them a heel. And how many people love to root against success? The Dallas Cowboys, the New York Yankees, etc., etc. So I'm looking forward to that, the women's more than the men. Loyola of Chicago taking on Michigan. Does the Cinderella finally lose her slipper? People thought, including, what is it, Mother, Sister Teresa, whoever the, I forget her name, that's getting more publicity, more Sister Jean, more publicity. She had her own press conference. She has had bobbleheads before, but now has a bobblehead deal. There's T-shirts, and she's not, because she said no, going to make any money of that at all. So, all right, we just added Sam Hoger, so we might be getting him first and then Kayla, or you may be getting Kayla first and then Sam Hoger. Knowing the way Sam can talk, we should probably put him on at 101, because a lot of things he has done, he has helped start, and I give him just as much credit as Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin in the MMA blow-up of the UFC, of the world blow-up of MMA, the UFC, Bellator, and all that. He was involved in the Ultimate Fighter Season 1. Was, speaking of heel, you know, he was kind of shown as a heel of that entire show and had a pretty successful career of fighting, of training, then, like I said, went into World Series of Poker. And he's trying to teach people, me as well, on how to be a better poker player. I've played, and I still think it's all luck. Yeah, you know when to hit or when not to hit if it's blackjack. You know, obviously, some hands are better than others, but it's still the luck of the next card. So he's going to teach me, whether it's today if we get a hold of him in time or next week or the week after when we get him on, he's going to try to show me that there really is more than just what I do in guessing. I did have a video that I need to send off to him when I was playing in a tournament, a charity celebrity deal out at the CES, and it kind of went down with Phil Hellmuth. Phil Hellmuth, I believe, is known as the Brat. I'm not sure what Sam Hoger's nickname is. What is it? What's your nickname?
The Alaskan Assassin, baby. Come on, huh?
But, well, that
man,
was your...
I'll tell you, though, Phil Hellmuth, I mean, I'll tell you, now that he is, you know, he's matured a lot in his old age, should I say. And I have to say this much about Phil, just to be entirely honest with you. I mean, the guy, you could tell, like, a lot of what he did seems to be, like, a move that helps him kind of, like, lock in his confidence. And, you know, a situation where you're forced to do decision-making under conditions of uncertainty.
I get it. I understand. So
kind of like when you're most insecure, that's when you need that kind of, like, uplifting motivational self-talk in order to go ahead and try to give yourself some sense of control when you're in a situation where you have literally close to no control.
All right. Trying to learn. Let's get back to your nickname, though.
Talk to me.
Your MMA nickname was the Alaskan Assassin. What is your...
Yes, it...
What is your... We got to come up with a different poker nickname. We need to come up with a new real estate nickname.
Oh, my God. My poker nickname would probably be something like Bad Beat Hoger, because, man, I catch more bad beats and get beat with the ugly stick more than people care to imagine. I mean, 97% favorite going to the last card, known as the Ripper, sitting there waiting to go ahead and lock up a win. And somehow the dealer manages to fiddle through that entire deck and pull out the one card that'll burn me.
Kind of like the video that I got to send you.
Oh man, yeah. Oh gosh, it's gone so bad. It's fried my go berserk. Like, you know how you have that like go berserk portion of your brain?
Yes.
Well, that's been hit so many times with bad beats. Like I'm like numbed in my berserk go mode. You know, like if I was like one of those Vikings, the berserkers from back in the day, I'd be like impotent in the berserk department.
Let me ask you this. When you're playing poker, when anybody is playing poker or blackjack or any of that stuff, how much of it is skill? How much of it is luck? And how much is it just being too dumb to know the difference?
Okay, just to be honest with you, the skill in poker is not so much in poker itself. The skill, like poker, like you can learn the game in 5 minutes, you know? Really, you can learn the game in no time. But the thing about poker, and this is what I think people fail to understand, is that the skill in poker truly comes from understanding probability and mathematics, and then applying that probability to the probability that a person is going to behave in a particular way. So let me break this down even more, because I don't want to talk over anybody. So first, I need to know the mathematics of how my cards relate to the board. Like, am I 10%, 20%, 40%, 50% to get what I want, right?
Okay.
So I need to know the percentage that the next card is going to be my card. And then after knowing that percentage, I need to know the percentage that the cards that are going to, like, destroy my hand are going to come out. For example, say there's a potential for a straight and a flush, right, to come out. I need to know exactly how many cards are going to help me and how many cards are going to hinder me and how many cards are not going to do anything for me at all. Now, based on that understanding, if there's more cards that can hurt me than can help me, that should dictate my line of action in reference to the size of the pot or the amount of money that is in the middle that I should be willing to bet. Now, after I have those two things figured out, this is where the game of cards really comes into play. I need to know the probability that either the other person is going to pay the money that I'm going to put up, or that they are going to raise me on the amount of money that I'm going to put up, or that they're going to fold. Now, there's different ways you can structure a bet. You can let me break it. So there's $100 in the pot, right? Let's make the numbers really round. So
okay.
me and you, Randy, we're playing a hand. There's $100 in the pot, right? I know that there's a 25% chance that the next card could be the card that is going to go ahead and give me what I need. You follow me so far?
Yeah, well, I'm with you.
So if I know that there's a 25% chance that the next card could give me what I'm going to need, and there's $100 in the pot, up to how much money should I put into the pot right now, because I know that 25% chance is available to me?
I'm going to guess and say 25%.
Okay. Anything less than 25%, right?
Yeah.
That I get you to pay me on that?
Is a win.
Is, how do I put this best? If I get you to, what I want you to do in essence is I want you, if you know that there's a 25% chance of me getting that card, you want me to pay a premium to get that card. So you want to bet more than that 25. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
you want to make me pay a premium on it, right?
Okay. Right, right.
And if I want to control that, I want to pay less than that in order to go ahead and have a little bit of profit margin in that potential. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I do get it.
So I would love to pay like $15 or $10 to go ahead and get that. You want me to pay $50 or $100 because now I'm paying tax on that opportunity, which might not even come. So then if it doesn't come and you have a pair, I'm stuck in the muck.
Right, right.
So what you're in essence doing is you're making me pay for opportunity if you can read that I'm trying to search for a very particular type of opportunity. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to pay as little as possible for that opportunity until it hits, and then I want to stick it to you. Not like that, though, you know.
Right. No, I not like what you did when you were hypnotized. But let me ask you this.
Oh, God. You had to bring that up. Oh, my God. It was horrible.
It's still one of my favorite things, and I know we only have about 5 minutes. And I did.
Thanks, bro. God, you had to bring that up. You're horrible.
I didn't address this the other day, but, you know, we have done so many things past meeting at a Denny's at 3:30 in the morning. But for me to sit
Dude,
there.
Dude, you are insane. Why do you have to bring up the hypnosis? You did not get that tape. You didn't get that on tape.
Oh, I do. I have the tape.
Oh, God. Randy, how am I going to run for president with you having that on tape? How can I run for Congress at some point in my life?
Well, because as long as you take me with you, I'll never show anybody the tape.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, there goes my political career.
I remember like yesterday, boys and girls listening, Sam Hoger on stage, he is hypnotized. Don't worry, I won't tell the worst part. But the part that I remember is I looked up at you and I said, I mouthed to you, are you okay? You said yes, and then you started to eat bugs out of somebody's head.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, so let me ask you this, getting back to the poker, because I know we only have about two or three more minutes. So it sounds in a roundabout way, and I know in the Vegas world, you're not allowed to say counting cards, but it kind of sounds like you're counting cards. You're counting what's been used, what's not used, what's in your hand, what's not in your hand, and what can be used.
Well, the way I wouldn't say so much counting cards, because counting cards is a very specific, very, you know, concrete science in reference to understanding the numerical value of where you stand for, you know, for you to be able to dictate a bet that you're going to make in reference to the amount of cards that remain in the deck based on, like, where the algorithm leaves you as a plus seven, minus seven, et cetera. The, in poker, it's like my poker mentor, he's one of my godfathers. His name is Pete the Greek Villandos. He's a multiple-time winning you know, World Series of Poker champion. Pete the Greek said these very clear words to me. He goes, Sam, listen to me. You stop with this poker. You need to get a real job and go work. And so then I said, okay, that's great, but I want to learn how to be good at poker. He goes, okay. You have two cards in front of you. You can play the two cards, but that's not real poker. He says, real poker, get this, is when you're playing the cards in front of your opponent, you're not playing your own cards. Because truth of the matter is, let's be honest here, you and I both know that in poker, those are two little crappy pieces of paper that are sitting in front of you that really have no value whatsoever in reference to what's going on. Because really, in most poker hands, you never see the final cards. So he says, great poker players, level one of poker, white belt poker, is what are my two cards and how do they relate to the board? Level two is my two. How good are my two cards compared to the board, and how good are your two cards compared to the board, the range of cards that I'm putting you on. I have to put you on a range of cards. Like, yeah, I'll never know the exact cards, but I have to put you on a range. Now, the next level is not what do I think I have and not what do you not what do I think you have, but what do I think you think I have. And then the highest level is what do I think you think that I think you have. And when I'm thinking on that fourth level right there of what do I think that you think I think you have, now I'm inside your head. And the only way that I get inside your head is by developing a pattern that I get to see in reference to how you play the game and what you're doing throughout the course of the hands and the hands that you're forced to turn over, so I can see like exactly what you have and like what your betting structure was whenever you're going whenever you're attacking the flop, the turn, and the river. And the thing, because he said, like you said, and like most people fail to understand, like they just concentrate on what stupid fucking what cards they have in front of them. The thing that you need to concentrate on is the perception. It's like perception control. It's like when you walk into a club, you want the girls to think you've got all the money, you have all the good times, you've got Hong Kong dong. You want them to think like you've got like the goods, you know?
Right.
So it's perception control.
Sam, we are out of time. I appreciate you jumping on short notice. We need to do this at the beginning of the show so that we can really learn how to play cards, how to be successful, and have a good time. Sam, have a great weekend. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, Randy. You guys take care. Hey, I love everybody out there. Bye.
That is Sam Hoger. Yeah, Poker Brat. Where I know that's somebody else's nickname, but he is the poker guru, and we're going to get more information from him. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We have a lot of giveaways. Go to the website, knockoutradio.com. Register for the gift certificates for the Audio Technica product. And live next week from Brooklyn, we'll have some more giveaways. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
And Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Verdict in Florida.